Wayne, we've had a lot of positive calls this morning, people who feel good about this and some people who just had questions. And now I think we're in for something completely different. Mark, you're on the air.
Hi, Wayne. Geez, you know what? It feels like a Twilight Zone episode. I feel like I've been thrown back 2 years in time. And
are you going to oppose this too, Mark?
Well, you know, I only oppose the use of taxpayers' money to subsidize these things. I'm all in favor of doing something like Los Angeles did in the 1984 Olympics, where a private organization raised the money, picked up the tab, and basically distributed the profits out to all the nonprofit sports organizations in California. Mr. Gosnell himself said, we want to burden the taxpayer as little as possible. But the reality is, if a town like Ottawa were to sponsor this games, it might cost them $30 million. And if London brings it, it's going to cost $100 million. Because there are a lot of cities in Canada that already have these facilities. And of course, in every single city in Canada, as a rule, they are well underused and they're losing lots of money. So, I mean, if we're really respecting the taxpayer, we're talking the Ontario, Canadian, and London taxpayer, if we really have respect for those people, then we should be endorsing those games being held in regions where they already have all these facilities in place, if we're really interested in the Commonwealth Games. Now, if we're interested in an excuse to build expensive stadia and field houses and aquatic centers that are catered to a small minority of people, then that's an entirely different matter.
But is that a fact, though? Would an aquatic center, field house, stadium cater to a small minority of people?
Well, if you actually had a physical fitness test, like an Olympic pool is 50 meters wide, if you actually asked and challenged people to swim one length of 50 meters, you'd find that there's less than 1,000 people in the city that can do it. 50 meters is not a small amount to the average person.
Yeah, Mark, how do you know...
No, that's not true, Mark.
How do you know there's only 1,000 people in the city of London?
And that's way off.
Well, for example, you can find out, this is a fact, I already looked into this, that there's only about 300 elite and pre-elite swimmers in the city. Those are people that are qualified to swim in Olympic pool for any competitive purposes whatsoever, 200 to 300 people. And the rest of the people all already belong to fitness clubs and or go to public pools or go to the beach. Most people, when they talk about enjoying swimming, mean the 5-minute version they get when they go to the beach. Mostly it's sun tanning, but swimming is a more respectable term to use, especially when people are taking surveys, as the PUC has as regards to swimming. You know, if you go to the average pool, public pool, you'll find that they're mostly children, and certainly children need a facility, but we're talking community pools are more the relevant interest. I'm sure for every one adult you get wanting to use a swimming pool, you have about 20 children, and maybe that's where we should be concentrating our funds at the local level if we're going to do that. You look at a stadium, what would we use a big stadium for? I mean, a CFL team, should we be unfortunate enough to get one, only plays 9 home games a year. And we already have stadiums that are, again, are well underused. The University Stadium, Labatt Stadium, these things are suitable for what demands London puts on a stadium. And why are we interested in spending $20, $30, $50 million for an undomed stadium when we're going to have domed stadiums within 100 miles at Detroit and Toronto, Buffalo, and goodness knows where else in 10 years? I mean, it'll be obsolete building a stadium here. You say we build a field house, and I heard a caller call up and say he wants badminton courts. I mean, this shows you how trite this whole thing boils down to, badminton courts. We need a special court to play badminton now. And I mean, where is the respect for the taxpayer that I heard so much concern about when we're worried about giving taxpayers money to a badminton court? I mean, how much a priority is this? And I mean, how really necessary is it? Edmonton put these games on for $35 million this year, and we're talking about spending $100 million. Now, is that really a practical, useful, intelligent way of using money when we know other cities can do it at one-third the cost?
Okay, let's give Tom a chance to talk here, all right?
Well, I think that Ottawa is prepared to build new facilities, and they would obviously use up the full amount of monies that are available to them as well. So it's not like they have the facilities and aren't going to be doing anything else. The facilities that we're looking at building would be multi-purpose, and they would be geared to providing recreational opportunities for everyone in this city. And a 50-meter pool through a bulkhead can be broken down into a number of sections. You can have different things going on at the same time. You can have learn-to-swim classes. You can have infant swimming lessons with their mothers. You can have competitive swimming, recreational swimming. You can have a tremendous number of uses. And the pools that have been put in recently in Etobicoke and other places have shown that a tremendous number of the population use it on a regular basis.
Well, take a look at the pools we've got here now. For instance, the Y pool, the University pool, and other smaller pools, and just see how many hours a day they're busy. Mark, they're dying to get in.
That's precisely my point, and I have the a big article from the Ottawa Citizen on their games bid, and I also have a great deal of information from the Edmonton papers on their pools. First of all, their pool lost $1 million last year, and it lost $1 million the year before. This is the aquatic center they built for the 1978 Commonwealth Games, so Londoners beware. And I may add that all the other private pools, including the YMCA, are now losing money because people who are formerly swimming at the Y pool are now swimming at the Commonwealth Games pool, which is losing money, but now the Y is losing money because they can't get enough people. All the local health spas are losing money because they can't compete with a government-subsidized swimming pool.
Well,
and you have all the public pools in the surrounding regions underused,
but
they're all being paid for. So when people use a pool, they go generally to the cheapest deal, and the city government, because they don't have any respect for business losses like a business has to, they can afford to undercut private businesses who are paying taxes for that pool, I may add another thing. And so you have a situation where the Y, which is currently self-supporting, will be coming to the city and asking for handouts and grants to compete with a public institution that also is losing money and competing for grants.
You must recognize, surely, I mean, you're not a stupid person, Mark. You must recognize the sweeping generalizations that you're making when you talk about all the pools and every one of these. I mean, where are you distinguishing? Where are you saying in some cases? I mean, it can't be all black, sure.
Well, the reason I'm trying to be fair, Wayne, is I don't have every single example in front of me. Otherwise, I'm pretty sure I could say in all examples, but I'm only saying partially or some examples because those are the examples I have before me. And secondly, if I'm on your show for 2 hours, I can be more specific and I can be more certain about what I'm saying. But because I'm sure to get only 3 to 4 minutes here against Mr. Gosling's couple of hours, I'm going to have to be a little more general.
Well, I think the point, Wayne, though, that Mark's making is something that we should bear in mind, and I think we can appreciate his comment that it is incumbent upon us to make sure that we don't get ourselves in a situation where we have unexpected liabilities and ongoing costs that are a burden.
Well,
and I think that the only way that we're going to be able to come up with this is to do a study, find out pools that have been successful, find pools that have not been successful, take a look at some of the reasoning that went into the construction and the operations of it so that we don't repeat those mistakes. But in terms of the facilities that we're looking at for either a Pan Am bid or a British Commonwealth Games, a stadium would have a tremendous amount of usage in this city. High school athletics would be able to use it. There's soccer fields. There's clubs already that they're dying for new locations to play games. Marconi is drawing a tremendous number of crowds out, and they just can't accommodate them on their field. There's a tremendous opportunity here in London for those facilities to be used. I totally disagree with your attitude that we should be content to see Ottawa and Hamilton get the lion's share of recreational facilities for the province. I don't think the world starts and stops in Toronto. And I think that southwestern Ontario, which we could say in our surrounding area is over 750,000 people that could use these facilities, deserves their opportunity to have first-class recreational facilities as well.
Mark, final quick word to you, okay? We've got other calls.
Unfortunately, that's not possible. I just, addressing Mr. Gosling's comments that we'd have high school athletic games and this sort of thing, I mean, the high school system doesn't even rent the university stadium because they say it's too expensive. In Edmonton, amateur sports have never been allowed the stadium they built there. That's the biggest irony about it. But one thing I'd like to warn the taxpayers, is Mr. Gosling's promising studies and public input and how wonderful he's going to treat everybody. And all I can say is in my last campaign where we took a 5,000-name petition to him about a pay increase these certain aldermen on council got, we got the door slammed in our face. So all I can say is consider the source.
Okay, thanks for your call,
okay.
Mark.
Bye-bye. Bye.